Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled The Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me, if you would, in the Scriptures to Romans, the 8th chapter, and 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. We've been talking about for some weeks the gifts of the Spirit, the manifestations of the Spirit. We've been talking about the Helper, the wonderful Holy Spirit. I want to continue talking about Him. And a specific area of His help in Romans, the 8th chapter, and the 14th verse. Romans 8 and 14. It says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received, verse 15, you've not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear. The Holy Spirit is not a spirit of bondage. In fact, the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what?
Liberty.
Liberty. Freedom. He's the Spirit of truth, and the truth will do what for you? It'll make you free. So the Holy Spirit is not putting people in bondage. Verse 15 says, you've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Fear and bondage go together. But you've received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Faith is the victory, but faith works by love. And our trusting God is directly connected to our revelation of His love for us. No matter how powerful and big you think God is or you believe Him to be, if you're not convinced He cares enough to do anything for you, then your faith in His ability is not enough. But when you know how much He cares, then you'll be convinced He will use His great ability on your behalf. Keep reading. We've received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Verse 16, the Spirit itself. Now that's King James. All you modern translations will say Himself. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Let's say it out loud together. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit. Say, my spirit this time. The Spirit Himself bears witness with my spirit. So much light and revelation here. This is one of the greatest truths that Phyllis and I have ever learned. In our few years walking with the Lord, it's absolutely one of the very greatest, most important things we've ever learned about the things of God. I grew up around church. My grandmother was the Sunday school teacher and also the secretary and treasurer of a little church for decades. And even though my parents in the beginning part of our life were not, they knew about, they grew up in Christian homes, but they weren't serving the Lord like they should. But Grandma saw that we were in church. And thank God for it. But in all my years as a child and then as a teenager, I had never heard. If I did, if somebody said it, it didn't register on me, that I was a spirit. And that the Holy Spirit would lead me through the witness. Yeah. And that I was supposed to pay attention to that witness. Close attention. And heed and act on that. In all my years and all of going to church, I don't remember ever hearing about that. Ever being aware of that. And as a result, we didn't. We prayed. We believed in God. We believed He's powerful. We believed in the Holy Spirit more so than some groups. We're Pentecostal. Being led by the Spirit as a foreign concept, foreign thought. Like so many people, you pray and hope some of it happens, but then whatever happens, you just kind of assume, well, that must have been what God wanted. And so led by external things. If it didn't happen, must have been God. If it did happen, must have been God. Right? We don't know. Could have been. Might have been. Must have been. There's a whole lot of darkness and ignorance there, isn't there? And yet, thank God, right after Phyllis and I married, and we married young, thank the Lord, the doctor she was working for at the time had a library of teaching tapes. We'd never heard of anybody listening to a tape on preaching. You'd listen to a music tape, but a tape on preaching? That was just sounded strange to us. And he kept trying to get her to take some of those home and listen to them. And we wouldn't do it. Months and months went by, right? And finally, well, he is her employer. And finally, she felt like, you know, I need to take these home because I'm going to insult him. And so we did. And listened in our little old bitty player. Listened to some of these, and oh man. Changed our life. One reason we're so big on sending materials out today. Because it changed our life. And if we'd have had to buy those, we didn't see the value of it. Besides that, our money was so tight. I mean, $20 was a huge thing to us. And we'd have spent that on gas money or groceries or something, not a preaching tape. Which is one of the reasons why we send them out for no cost. Because sometimes folks just don't know how much they need it. That was us. But eventually, I got to listening some of Brother Hagin's, Kenneth Hagin Sr.'s materials, and got his little book on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. Changed our life. And to this day, it's one of the biggest things that we're practicing day in, day out, is looking to and heeding this witness, this direction, this leading. The reason why I'm talking to you tonight, the reason we came to this city, the reason we came to Branson, the reason we went to Rhema and went to school there, every one of those things is because we learned to heed the witness, the leading of the Spirit. And followed. I mean, the Lord calls you into the ministry. Okay, what are we supposed to do? Well, go into the world and preach the gospel. Well, you're one person. You can't go everywhere. You can't do everything. What are you supposed to do? There's general direction, but then there's specific direction. Amen. I want you to read these verses again. Verse 14 says what? As many as are led by what? Led by what? Led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. Now, there are different words used for child and son. There are words that are used that describe little children like infants. Well, in the 16th verse, what does it say? Children. 14 doesn't say children. It says sons. Why? Because those who are learning to be led by the Spirit of God won't stay little ones. They are the maturing ones. Growing up and developing in Him is directly connected with learning to be led by Him. Little ones don't know much about it. And you won't learn all there is about being led by the Spirit in a week or two or a month or two. But we should learn more and be more aware and pay more attention. Notice what he said in the 16th verse. The Spirit Himself does what?
Bears
witness with. What part of our being?
Our spirit.
Our spirit. First of all, you got to realize you are a spirit. You are a spirit. You're not just a body and a mind. You could lose your body right now and quit breathing, and they could go bury your body. You'd still exist, and you'd still have your mind, and you'd still be you. You're looking at me right now through those two windows we call eyes. I see the house you live in, your body, but you're on the inside. You're a spirit. And death is just like taking a hand out of a glove. Just like taking your foot out of a boot. Your spirit comes out of your body. And the Bible says, your believer, it departs and goes to be with the Lord, which is far better than being here. Nothing to fear. But while we're here, the Lord said, I'm not going to leave you helpless. I'm going to give you help. I'm going to send you another comforter. He has sent us, the Holy Spirit, to lead us, teach us, guide us, remind us, show us 24/7. And He's God. He's the Holy Spirit. He knows everything about everything. And yet, millions of Christians are not looking to Him. They're making decisions with their head. They're being led by all kind of things just like unbelievers are. Do you have to make any decisions in life?
Yes.
Did you have to make any decisions this week?
Yes.
Are our decisions important?
Yes, they are.
So important.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 2nd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.